Dear Rabbi Lev Shlita, in America, when one sells a house, it is on the buyer to pay for a house inspection to detect any problems and to assist in the sales price negotiation. Is the seller required to inform the buyer of any negative information? If so, could the Rav elaborate on the types of information that should be included? I once sold a home that on humid days had an odor that I myself treated with a spray. I did not inform the buyer, and the buyer has not complained about any part of the sale. He has since passed on. Do I have any obligations in this situation? Thank you, Anonymous USA. To deceive someone and hide defects in any merchandise that you sell someone is prohibited by the Torah. If you know that the defect is, you don't cover it up, but you don't tell the person about it, it could be that's rabbinically prohibited, not from the Torah, but it's also prohibited. If you do not reveal a defect that you know the person wouldn't mind, and he would buy the house anyway, and he would not break up the deal because of this defect, that it could be that kind of information you don't have to volunteer. If you're asked, you have to tell the truth, if it has that defect or not. Obviously, then it makes a difference to the person. But something that normal people, regular people, would not consider something that would make a big difference in whether they buy that merchandise or not, you don't have to reveal. Again, if you're asked, you have to say what is honest and true, and you can't lie. And if it's something that the person himself can find out about, and you're not hiding it, and he's making an inspection for those things that are important to him, then if it's not something that everybody would consider a defect that would affect the validity of the sale, you don't have to volunteer the information. And if he asks, or if he finds it out himself, that's his business.